For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. I say happy, wonderful Friday to you all out there. Again, as I've said before, there are times where the week will go by and I'll say, it's Friday, great, hope you have a great weekend. And, you know, like one day, in other words, Friday, you know, great going into the weekend, but I haven't necessarily felt that drastic, I need the weekend. But, all caps, there are other weeks when I see Friday on the horizon, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus, for the weekend. Amen. I know you can relate because you've told me so. And I am looking forward to the weekend. Whoo! I'm also very excited because we will then go into week number 2 on our teachings of the book of Ephesians. That will be Monday, September 16th. You can come. You say, but I missed the first class. I'll have notes for you. I'll have your back, my friend. Come on. You need to be in these classes. Many of the prayer requests that are coming through the website, I address biblically when I teach these classes. Plus, we have great Q&As, question and answer times. And you just get with brothers and sisters. We have people from all over the Southeast come, different churches, and it's just really a blast of fellowship. I've got people now who've been coming like for the last 3 to 5 years, and they see each other at the meetings. And it's so fun because now we hardly even do name tags. I mean, I do it like for luncheons and stuff, but they just recognize each other from across the room and they go, oh my gosh, how have you been? Tell me about your family. And it's a great time. We get a lot of accomplished. So you can come September 16th. That would be week number 2 for the class of Ephesians. And I shared briefly all week on September 19th, a day of prayer and fasting, and we invite you to join us, giving some benefits, some things that will happen when you fast. And you should fast, my friend, fast and pray. You're denying yourself some privileges so that you can hear from God. Paul did this. Jesus did this. You should fast often, actually. Look at, regardless of the outward conditions of what's happening, 2 Corinthians 11:27, this is Paul, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and even in thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Paul fasted often. He had to hear God. Those missionary journeys, as fabulous as they were not easy. Mercy. 3 times you'd hear, you know, you read where Paul in the book of Acts, the Spirit forbade me. The Holy Spirit forbade me. He was listening to God. He was fasting in prayer much of his life. We need to, too, especially when we're making important decisions. Or what about this reason? When you're going through an unusual attack, Psalm 69:10, when I wept, this is David, and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. David saying, you know, there was a time where I had to like chasten myself, kind of discipline myself, the word chasten means, with some fasting and say, hey, there's something unusual going on. I got to fast and get God's thoughts on the matter. It's not usual. It's not the normal, you know, I'm bummed out today. Fasting so you can hear God. Hope you've enjoyed this whole week, man. I just love bringing it to you. Thank you for your letters, your inboxes on Facebook, your emails. I appreciate it so much. And you join us on Monday night, September 16th, for week number 2 of the book of Ephesians. And by his grace, we'll be back on Monday. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.